Bubba Show in the Morning hits all day and always available on the Odyssey.
Yeah. Don't put that on.
Whatever was said off, make sure you delete
Billy's
the last
telling
thing.
Us stuff that can't
go
be
on
said.
There. Yeah. Yes. Ben, delete the last thing. Okay. Done. Okay.
He wasn't even recording.
Okay, good. Okay,
thank
so
you, Ben.
So Melanie is so well prepared for this interview with Billy Porter. You and your mom are super excited that you've got pages and pages of notes, and it would be rude if I wouldn't allow you to get to your notes.
I just asked him to, I was like, can I just get one question in the
you
day?
You can have as you many questions take, as you
what
want.
What time do you have to leave, by the way?
Whenever.
Oh my God, you don't just say what, you don't come in here and just be like, whenever.
It's Bubba, what time does this go off the air? This is the morning show, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
you can't be on for much longer.
Till 10,
we're
but
on
that's
till
a lot.
10, but you can
what time is it?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Like,
you don't have to stay
okay,
till 10.
Okay, I'm not staying till 10. I'll let y'all know when it's time to go.
Yeah, he's going to be like,
I'm not in a rush, but I'm not staying till 10.
Listen, we are so thankful that you're taking time out of your busy schedule just to hang out with us and our Bubba Show family, that when you say it's time to go, that's cool. We're just thankful for any time you can give us.
So my mother taught Frances McDormand at Menesson High School. Yes.
Frances McDormand is
she's a Menesson grad.
Yes.
Yes.
We've had her on this show.
Yes, we have.
She is?
Yes. She is.
She needs to talk about that more next time I see her in her Holly Hobby dresses.
Holly Hobby? Yes.
With her Laura Ashley dresses. I love her.
Mom, I love
she
her.
She won a Tony Award and a Laura Ashley dress and a crop top jean jacket. I said, you work, girl. Work it out.
But
do
such
it.
A difference
do you.
Between you as the fashion icon. But
no,
her.
But it's like, do you.
She does do
that's
you.
That's who she is.
But my mom and I are
it.
Always like, oh, Francie, what did you wear?
I love it. I don't know. I love every minute of it. She's like, this is what I like and I'm wearing it.
That's
I love
it.
Her.
You design and style a lot of your own things, but did you, at 11 years old, you had that dream, that Broadway dream. Did you have a fashion icon that you always said, I'm going to base this off of that, I'm going to base this off of that, or no?
You know,
I'm gonna
I
do
grew
me.
Up in the black church.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the black Pentecostal church, and everybody knows that the black church is a fashion show.
Mm.
Every week.
Every
that,
week.
You didn't.
Hats?
Like, that's where I got my fashion sense from. And my grandmother. I'm also first generation post-civil rights movement. So, you know, mm-hmm. the focus for us kids coming out of that was like education and first impression. First impression is what you look like.
Oh.
You know, people look at you first. I you know.
Then I fail every day.
Well, that's where Billy's where he is and where you are. And I'm teasing.
True.
I'm teasing. Go, continue. But yeah, so that was.
So that's where my fashion sense came from. Mm-hmm. And I sort of. Found it on my own, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then as an adult, I went to the magazines and stuff. But mm-hmm. It's always been me.
It's you. It's all you.
I've always just had my great aunt Dorothy and grandma, they had great taste and they passed it down to me.
Go ahead.
I am so regretting that I forgot to grab that picture at my house of us the day after we graduated from Alder Dice. No, I would like to see Billy Porter evaluate Billy Porter his high school senior year. I don't remember what you wore.
I was probably in a
like a silk shirt, maybe.
Silk was in. But I knew I wore collared shirts and ties and jackets to school because I actually wanted to go to private school, but we couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll just pretend Alder Dice is private school.
So you did. Was Bubba good to you? Was he a kind
Bubba
soul?
Bubba was sweet.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still here.
That is true. Look at this
Look
friendship
at this.
All these years.
87.
I remember going to Pamela's. We used to go to Pamela's to eat every once
Pamela's.
In a while. Can you believe the one in Squirrel Hill finally closed?
It did?
Yeah, closed. That was a sad day. There's no Pamela's in Squirrel Hill anymore.
There's still one in Shadyside?
Still one in Shadyside. Still one in Oakland.
I can't even eat. I love it.
But it does it.
I think about it, though. I was like, ooh.
I can't. It's just
my
thick.
Tummy can't handle it. You know, as I've gotten older, I have stomach issues.
We talk about this all the time. Yeah. Billy's just like us. Jeez, I can't eat eggs. No, can't do it. No,
it's like when
what
did
happened?
This happen?
Exactly.
I love Pamela's. Go have their pancakes, kids.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Listen, Billy Porter raised on not raised on Pamela's.
Yeah, not raised, but I went a lot. We went a lot.
We went our fair share. There's no doubt of it. All right, Billy Porter hanging out with us this morning.